In this video, I'm going to go over the top five most popular custody schedules. I'm going to break it down by age. I'm going to go over the top five. I'm going to tell you why they're best for your particular children's age or child's age, and to give you those options for when you're going through divorce and you need to have that custody plan. You have your different options, because a lot of people ask me, Tim, what should we do for custody? What will work for our children? So I'm going to go over that with you today. My name is Tim Blankenship, divorce661.com, providing affordable, amicable divorce solutions in California. And we are making divorce better. So let's get right into it. Here's the top five. I'm going to go over the top five first, and then I'll go over them in detail. The nest schedule, number two, week on, week off. Number three, 2-2-3 schedule. Number four, modified weekends. And number five, midweek overnights. And I'm going to break these down and by age. So keep listening. If you guys have questions about custody, feel free to ask in the comments. I'll be happy to answer them. The first thing I want to state before we get into this is, when you're going through a divorce, especially if it's amicable and you're using a service like mine, the courts do not require a detailed custody or parenting plan. All we have to list is joint legal, joint physical. That's it. In fact, most of our clients have an open parenting plan that simply says joint legal, joint physical. Doesn't mean it has to be 50-50. That's not what joint means. Just means equal access. We have plenty of custody schedules that say joint legal and physical custody, and there might be an 80-20 timeshare or whatever they worked out. So they might be doing a nest schedule or 1 week on, 1 week off, or a 2-2-3 schedule, or one of those that we're going to go over, but we don't have to include that in the actual custody order. You can, but if you want to have ultimate flexibility, you do not have to have those included in your custody schedule. So let's get into number one, the nest schedule. Who is this best for? Suited for younger children, high conflict situation. Now, keep in mind, these are my notes. These are not all encompassing, and it may not apply to you. So once you've heard all five, pick the one that's best for you. And do you have to include it in your custody schedule? Absolutely not. So nest schedule suited for younger children, high conflict situations is what we're talking about here. So here's the schedule. Children primarily reside in one home, known as the nest. That's where they're staying. And both parents rotate in and out. So in this case, with your younger children, they are not being removed from the family home or wherever the residence is. The parents are rotating in and out on a schedule. And here's the rationale. Provide stability for younger children under five. I think that makes sense. Who thrive on routine and familiarity with surroundings. Minimizes disruption, especially in high conflict situations where frequent transitions between homes could be stressful. I would argue that it doesn't necessarily have to be high conflict. In fact, I would see how it could be difficult for you guys to maintain a single residence, which is very popular right now, even without minor children. And where you guys can come to an agreement if you are high conflict, that you, hey, we're going to keep the house and, you know, you go, we'll swap on Saturdays at 6 p.m. You leave, I'll come in. Might be hard to come to an agreement to do that if it is high conflict. But I would agree that this definitely could be for any children. I could see for the younger children, you know, under five, even maybe going to 10. Your children, it's going to be dependent on your children. And the nesting schedule, excuse me, is happening quite a bit with our clients. Again, we're not incorporating that into the settlement agreement. It's just what they're deciding to do on the side, and then maybe they'll switch to one of the other different options, or just keep it totally flexible and do what works, as they did when they were married. But we have lots of people keeping the family home for a variety of reasons, mostly because they can't buy the other spouse out, or they don't want to at this point because of interest rates and things of that nature. So the nesting schedule could be something you guys can use if you are keeping the family home. And here's some examples. Parents alternate weeks at the nest, at the home, with the other parent having extended weekends visits. So it could be Friday evening to Sunday evening, or like I said, Saturday to Saturday. So number one was nest, suited for younger children, possibly high conflict, but which allows the most minimal disruption for your children. It would be easier for them getting to school and all the different things that go along with remaining in the home. I know that's popular for both men and women, both spouses, I should say. You know, they're really struggling and fighting to try and keep the home, either one of them for the kids, or, you know, so there's no change in their programming, or just because they want to keep the house in general. Number two, week on, week off. Suited for older children, has flexible schedules. So here's the schedule. Children spend equal time 1 week with each parent. I think that's pretty obvious. And I know a lot of my clients are doing this. Here's the rationale. Provide significant time with one, with both parents, and fosters a strong bond. Works well for older children over 10 who can adapt to schedule changes and manage belonging to two locations. Ideal for parents with flexible work schedules. So 1 week, one week on, 1 week off, is kind of like the nest, if you will, except the children are moving week to week to one spouse, the other. You know, long term, you know, I can see why, you know, we would suggest, and these are not my suggestions on age. I think it's going to be child dependent. It's always going to differ. And maybe at a certain age, the child has a say in what they think is best for them, but they get to be at both parents' houses, you know, under, you know, getting their parenting advice from individual parents when they're there that 1 week. So if I think some of the issues that could come up is like, if you're not in a close location, how's that going to affect with schools, friends, you know, things of that nature. So over 10, ideal for parents with flexible work schedules. So here's a comparison to the nest schedule, week on, week on, week on, week off versus the nest where the parents are rotating in the same household. Offers a more balanced time split, but may require more logistical coordination, packing, transportation. I talked about issues with the schooling, if you're not in the same location, things like that. So there's number two, week on, week off. Number three, 2-2-3 schedule. Again, these are in no particular order, but this is another popular option that my clients are following. Suited for mid-range ages, some weekdays with each parent. Schedule looks like this. Children spend weekdays split between parents Monday through Tuesday with the parent A, Wednesday through Thursday with parent B, with longer weekends Friday through Sunday, alternating between parents. Here's the rationale for the 2-2-3 schedule. Provides a balance of weekday and weekend time with each parent. Good for school-age children, 5 to 12, who benefit from routines during the week, but also enjoy extended weekend time. So this would be good for parents who want to split the schedules where it's not your, you know, one spouse has, you know, weekdays and then maybe the other spouse has, you know, weekends only. It just depends on your work schedules for which of these is going to work. So let's contrast this to the week on, week off. 2-2-3 schedule, more frequent transitions, but allows for more weekday involvement in schools, activities, homework, help, etc. Number four is modified weekends, stating that this is suited for busy schedules, long distance parents. So we have something for you guys that maybe you're living apart, like I was talking about. The schedule looks like this. Standard weekday custody with one parent, often the one with primary residence, with extended or alternating weekends and holidays with the other parent. Here's the rationale. Provides consistency for children during the school week while allowing quality time with the other parent, especially if geographically distant. Works well for parents with demanding work schedules. Comparing this to the week on, week off, less overall time with the non-primary resident parent, but allows for longer stretches of uninterrupted time together during visits. So we do have clients where one spouse is moving maybe to a different county, or maybe, you know, it's some type of distance, more like, you know, 30 minutes to an hour, that makes it somewhat unreasonable to do you know, a 2-2-3 schedule where you have multiple changes of location during the week. You know, week on, week off would work for that, except for the school situation, right? Like, they're not going to be able to go to the same school if you're that far apart. Nesting would work for that. But yeah, the modified weekends is kind of your more traditional, where one spouse has I don't say primary custody, but they have more timeshare just in general. Number five, midweek overnights, suited for very young children, breastfeeding mothers. Here's what the schedule looks like. Primary residence with one parent with overnight visits at the other parent's home during the week. For instance, Tuesday and Thursday nights can be adapted for breastfeeding mothers with frequent daytime visits to the other parent's home. And here's the rationale. Here's what this looks like. Provides comfort and familiarity for very young children, especially under three, who may struggle with longer separations. Allow for frequent nursing for breastfeeding mothers while gradually introducing the child to the other parent's home environment. Excuse me. Contrast to the nest schedule, offers the benefits of some overnight stays with the other parent while minimizing disruption. to the primary resident. Now, we go over some important considerations as soon as I stop coughing. I do apologize. Considerations. The child's age and development needs. Younger children generally require more stability, while older children can adapt to more flexible schedules. The parents' work schedules, living conditions, situation schedule should be realistic and accommodate work commitments and geographical distance. I think all of these top five custody parenting plans covered those different scenarios. The child's relationship with each parent. The plan should allow for the child to maintain a strong bond with both parents. And then last, the parent's ability to communicate effectively. Successful co-parenting requires clear communication and a willingness to communicate. So that was the top five, the NEST, the week on, week off, 2-2-3 schedule, modified weekends, and midweek overnights. I want to stress in closing that the parenting plan that you ultimately do could be a combination of these. Maybe you do a week on, week off, and then things change, work schedules change, and now you want to do the 2-2-3 or, you know, a NEST schedule. All of these are options, but I want to stress that you do not need to incorporate any of these into your final settlement agreement related to your divorce. Again, most of our settlement agreements simply say joint legal, joint physical, reasonable right of visitation to both parties, and you guys are just going to work it out on an ongoing basis. Thanks for watching. Stay tuned for my next video.